Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another Biden shot mandate is down. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this has been exciting to watch. One by one, all of his so-called mandates are biting the dust.
All of them are biting the dust.
And
here's another one.
Every state is now protected against his mandates.
In this case, another federal judge issued a nationwide injunction blocking the Biden mandate as unlawful. This one was Georgia versus Biden, the states of several different entities are Georgia, Alabama, Indiana, Kansas, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia. They all joined together, but this is nationwide. It also included the Board of Regents of the University System of Georgia, all filed suit, and the federal judge issued a nationwide injunction against this most recent order. And this order is one that applies nationwide. The previous order from another judge applied to certain states. This one goes nationwide, and it involves the federal contractors, and it involves the subcontractors as well. We also have an injunction against all the other ones, the one involving those that are certified Medicare, Medicaid providers. That's been blocked. Mm-hmm. And the one involving employers with 100 or more employees, that's been blocked as well, all three of those. In this particular case, the judge, Stan Baker, said very similar words, legal reasoning, as the other courts. And he said Congress did not clearly authorize the president to use the procurement to impose a vaccine requirement on contractors that will have vast economic and political significance. The court also acknowledged that the mandate would be life-altering and imperil their financial viability. He wrote, declining to issue an injunction, preliminary injunction, would force plaintiffs to comply with the mandate, requiring them to make decisions which would significantly alter their ability to perform federal contract work, which is critical to their operations.
And you know, this is what we've been saying all along, and I'm grateful this judge recognizes it. Biden does not have the authority to issue a vaccine requirement. I mean, he can't just get up there and say, okay, you need to do this, and it becomes law.
No, but that's what he's done on several situations.
And everyone cowers to it.
Yeah, and he did the first one on September 9, and that applied to federal employees and also to federal civilian contractors. He also did one involving OSHA, and that applied to all employers that had 100 or more employees. And then he did one through the Department of Health and Human Services, mm-hmm. which is headed up by pro-abortion Xavier Becerra. And that applied to any certified provider of Medicaid and Medicare, that all the employees had to receive these COVID shots. But that's a huge number of people.
Right.
And in fact, in the context of the federal civilian contractors and subcontractors, different entities that you wouldn't normally think would fall under that would be banks, for example, that process or provide small business loans. Mm-hmm. We have been working with firefighters in various places, and this one fire department in Arizona sent out a mandate and said, well, since the city has a number of federal contractors, they're considered a federal contractor, and therefore they impose the mandate on all the city employees.
And other companies that work with the federal government, like Lockheed Martin, Microsoft, General Motors, some of the airlines, et cetera,
Boeing, yeah, I mean, they're huge.
Right. But again, he does not have the authority. He does not make the laws. And that what needs to be really clear to people. You don't just cower and say, okay, we're going to mandate on people. You don't do that. You know, in fact, even the Senate recently voted to overrule the mandate for private employers, you know, so it's all coming down. They're all biting the dust because they're unlawful to begin with.
They're unlawful. Bottom line is he has tried to exercise authority that the Constitution does not vest in the president. The president can't just simply issue a directive or an executive order or require one of his cabinet agencies like the OSHA or the Department of Health and Human Services to do his bidding, which he otherwise is unable to do. This is the executive branch. What he's doing is he is intruding into the legislative branch.
Right. And so his little staff needs to be educated on the Constitution and the three branches of the government and their duties.
You know, they really don't care.
I guess you're
right. They really don't care, because even after the federal judge in one of the cases blocked the OSHA mandate, remember that? That was the one that applies to employers with 100 or more employees. The press secretary for Biden said, go ahead, and Biden said the same thing, go ahead and issue the mandates anyway. Don't stop. Well, there's a federal judge that says they have to stop, that they can't do it. And they said, no, go ahead and do it. I mean, it's a lawless administration, and the same kind of lawlessness is being imposed on our men and women in the military. It's just despicable. It's abusive. It's inhumane. And as we were talking to a firefighter in Arizona, who also is an EMS, he and his fellow firefighters and EMS workers are seeing a huge uptick in first responders to people who have coded, meaning their hearts have stopped, or people who have heart attacks, meaning that their hearts haven't stopped, but they're experiencing a heart attack, or people who have experienced seizures. And one of the questions that they're asking routinely now, have you had the COVID shots? Yes, I have. Have you had these conditions before? Heart problems? Have you had chest pains before? Have you had seizures before? No, I haven't. So what we're seeing is many, many people, unfortunately, are being forced to take these shots against their will. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt in my mind that some people have died. And I have no doubt in my mind that many people have been or will be injured.
Even though, I mean, young people, world-class athletes, we're seeing it time and time again, even though the media is trying so hard to cover it up, this is happening. And you can go on the VAERS report and see that, but that's just a small portion of the actual cases.
The VAERS report, with the CDC VAERS report, has about 1 million, and that number continues to grow every week, 1 million adverse reactions reported. 1 million, that's a lot. But, you know, as we were talking to this firefighter, and they're seeing all these people that they're called to the airport, and somebody has had a heart attack, and they're completely laid out
without,
on the airplane.
Without the previous issues.
Or they've had a heart stop.
Right.
Or they have seizures, and they're being called more and more and more and more since these shots came mm-hmm. to light. You know, none of those are being entered into VAERS.
Right.
Now, you multiply that outside of that particular area of these firefighters that we talked to, and we've talked to many other firefighters and EMS workers, first responders, and healthcare workers that work in hospitals, and they're saying the same thing.
Right.
And yet, recently, you sent out a collage to some of our staff internally from the media that was trying to explain, why are these healthy young people all of a sudden having heart attacks? Well, maybe it's because they're eating too much bacon. Maybe because they exercise. I thought exercise was supposed to be good for you.
Yeah.
But healthy young people, they're blind not to see these connections.
Right.
And so these mandates are not only forcing people to abuse their body by putting something into their body that we know is the worst, most failed vaccine rollout in American history.
Experimental.
It's experimental. It's causing adverse injuries, permanent disabilities, and even death. And in fact, we not only know that, but on the other hand, to push these people out, like this firefighter that we were talking to, 32 years of experience, to force these people to choose between the jab or the job.
And what we're seeing with our healthcare workers. I mean, we've been litigating on behalf of them, and they're getting kicked to the curb.
And yeah, and it's incredible what is happening to all of these people. And now is the opportunity for churches to really step into the gap and to realize the hurting people in the community, mm-hmm. to have meetings, to walk people through the religious exemption process. We have that information at lc.org/exempt, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can use that information. but just simply to bring them together to encourage them. You will be surprised at people that you will have never had contact with that will come seeking help and seeking just a voice to listen to what they're going through. And you can have a big blessing in your community. And I think you will be incredibly blessed. This is an unprecedented time. Liberty Council has stepped in the gap. And thank you for praying for this ministry, for supporting this ministry, as we continue to fight for freedom against these mandates. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.